So we're in a series right now that is called Radical Life in Christ. And we're in this series to really talk about a radical shift in our life and a change in life, especially as we lead towards Next Step Sunday, a day where we're taking that next step forward. And last week we started and really talked about radical change. And we did that because we gave all the Kid City donations back to the kids. And we did that back in Kid City today too. So if your kids didn't receive it, guess what? They're getting it during Kid City. And if you're out there going, wait, what did they do last week? And you want funds to go out and serve in mission in the world, guess what? You can come up during our offering time and we'll get you an envelope so that you can go back out into the world and serve. And we are collecting those stories for the next month of kids going out to serve with their families. It was $1,280. Give it up for that. Come on now. That's radical change. And then we talked about you, and we said, you are deacons. You are ministers of word and service going out into the world, and we said, you need to kick off the dust and make a change in your life and know that you are called to serve as those messengers to the world of a gospel that is good, and that you're supposed to go out, and that's radical change. And what does it mean to see yourself as a minister? What does it mean to see yourself as word and service? What does it mean that you are the ones called to go and do service outside of these walls, and that you can bring those stories back to us, that it doesn't just have to be the church, it can be you as part of the church. And so we asked you to think about that and pray over that. And this week, we are talking about radical faith. We're talking about radical faith this week, and that that wonderful life that says, okay, I can now see God moving in my life, and I know when my faith is on fire, and I know in times when I've struggled with my faith. And I think we all have those seasons. And a neat thing happened last week. We meet with our core team. We meet with our core team and all of our staff as we're leading towards Next Step Sunday, and we have a dinner, and we invite our speaker in, Justin Grimm, and Justin Grimm gets on a Zoom call, and so we get to see him, and he talks with our staff and our core team, and he raises up his history, what he's excited about, and then he asks us questions, and he says, hey, I want to learn more about you. We said, great, let's talk. And so it was great because we had one of these JBL speakers, and so we were all passing around the speaker, and we were talking into it like it was a microphone, right? It was great. So it's going around the room, and he goes, I want to hear why you're passionate for this church. I want to hear what God's done in your faith life. And it was neat because I was sitting back as pastor going, I want to hear this too. Like, these are all the leaders in the church and staff. I'm like, I want to hear what this church has done, and I want to hear how you talk about your faith, because it's so hard for people to do that. And it went around and went around and went around, and it got back to Hannah. Well, Hannah was 2 days new. Like, then I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. And I was like, I want to see what's going on. But she's been with us for 4 years in Guatemala. And so she talked about the life of the church outside of the walls of the church. And she goes, I got to experience the neighborhood amongst four other churches doing mission in the world. And I was like, that's a really interesting perspective, because I'm always standing here sending. I've never talked to someone on the other side receiving the neighborhood church. And what's their impression? And she goes, it was a different feeling. It was a different flavor than she'd experienced before. And from that moment and guiding through the next 4 years was a pivotal moment understanding who we are as servant-hearted leaders. And I thought, how wonderful is that to see that? That 4 years grew that. 4 years from us coming in and going over the top and wanting to serve everywhere and jump in, and how we can go across the world was impacting that already. And then it came around to our core team president, Taylor Bowers. And she grabbed the mic and she said, well, Justin, you know, it's interesting because 4 years ago, I wasn't a member at this church. And I was like, oh, that's right. And she goes, and 4 years ago, I was invited on my first global mission trip to Guatemala. And that's where I met Hannah for the first time. And it was after that that we decided to join this church. And it was right after that that we became the global mission leaders, who now led us to Cambodia, San Salvador, Guatemala, Uganda, with over 100 missionaries. And all of a sudden, I saw God working in 4 years on a path I never saw. And I know God was smiling, going, I put that together, right? You know, God's going, I mean, if you think about that in your faith life, that's what God does. God looked at you and says, you didn't see it, but I was weaving it. You didn't notice it, but I was sewing it together so that you could reap those benefits, so that your mission could grow. And I was putting the relationships together before you ever knew it. Oh, and by the way, I knew you before you were formed. I knew you, and I know you now, and I chose you, and I call you by name. And I stood back and I thought, that is faith. That's our life in faith. That's what we need to understand about our faith life. But we're going to talk about that through Scripture today. So the first thing I want to tell you is how we ended last week. We ended last week with a verse that has guided me for years, and it was Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for. The assurance of things hoped for. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that because we're going to get into some scripture and I want to talk about that for a second, but just hold that with you. So I want you to open up to the Gospel of Mark. We love Bibles in this church. We love to bring Bibles to church. So if you got your Bible, raise it up. We love Bibles in the church. Love them, love them, love them. That's great. If you got a smartphone, raise that up, right? We got a Bible in your hand. It's incredible. You got a Bible with any translation you want in your hand, actually. Download the Bible app. The Bible app, you can get that on Google Play, you can get that on iOS, Apple Store. And so download that. And on the Bible app, you're going to have an event called the Neighborhood Church. It's going to have our scripture notes for today. You can take notes in it. It's going to have a devotional about radical faith by David Platt. So you can go in and look at that right now and do a six-day devotional. It's an incredible, incredible resource. And I saw just this morning that they put on prayers. So you can actually now share prayers, right, and write down prayers that people are asking you for, or you can share prayers with friends on the Bible app. I would love for you to do that. That'd be an incredible way to start have people praying in this community. So open up to the Gospel of Mark. So the Gospels are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They tell the story of Jesus Christ from birth all the way to resurrection and ascension. And so we're in the Gospel of Mark, and Jesus is teaching here. So Jesus is teaching, and he's teaching the disciples in chapter 4, and he's teaching them beside the sea, and a large crowd is gathered also. And now he's begun to teach in parables. He's begun to teach in story. Here are the stories that you should know, and they relate to our faith. And so he's sharing the story with them about faith and teaching them about that right after he just had to explain what is a parable. Right? They're going, wait, I didn't understand the first parable. Could you just start again and just notch it out for me? Like, what exactly did that mean? And he's going, wow, like that one I made easy for you guys. Here, I'm going to give you this one. And he starts back into the parables. And he goes, okay, and this is the lamp and the bushel parable. Here it is. So it's going to be in verses 21 through 25. He said to them, is a lamp brought in to be put under the bushel basket or under the bed and not on the lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed, nor is anything secret except to come to light. Let anyone with ears to hear listen. And he said to them, pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get. And still more will be given to you. For to those who have, more will be given. And from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. Very important text. We're going to start off with this lamp and this light that cannot be hidden. And we're going to start off with a conversation about faith. Remember, I said that faith is the assurance of things hoped for. I ask you to remember that. And when you hear light, how many of you people think about your light, right? The light that you shine, all right? How many people think about that, right? When you hear that in this text, how many of you think about scripture when you're reading? I mean, like, right, where are you going? Like, I want you to think about that lamp, and I want you to think about that light, and I want you to think about your life and start to relate those together. Because I took it a different direction. Where I took it is the light they're talking about, I first want to start with that when faith is the assurance of things hoped for, we're talking about God's faith in you. We're talking about God's faith in you and that God has an assurance of things hoped for in you. That is the reason he created the world, because of his faith in you. His faith in you to love, your capacity to love, your capacity to care and have compassion, your capacity for grace. God has faith in that, and so much so that it is an assurance of things that God hopes for and things that are not yet seen. And so God has this faith in you. That means that we have this light, and if God has faith, and we are the assurance, and that means that we are the light that God is hoping for that is not hidden. And so my next question becomes is, how is your faith being hidden? If you think about your light, at what points is your faith being hidden around the people around you? And that's what this text is leaning towards. It's talking about this lamp. And I struggled for a long time because when I say lamp, what's the image that pops into your head? I see like this kind of cylindrical shaped lamp, right? That's sitting real modern, maybe like a wire base, right? Geometric, right? It's kind of nice. Or one of those white geometric bases, real popular these days, right? How many of you have that in your head, right? When I read this text, I started with one of those over lamps that kind of sits over a reading area and just kind of sits over you. You know those? Yeah, that's not the lamp they're talking about, but it's the lamp that we see today. The lamp that they're talking about is a candle. That's all they had. And then they placed it in this text in a room and said, don't hide it. Don't put it under the bed. Don't put it under a bushel. That light, no matter how small it is, that flickering light needs to shine. And for the people in that room, it will give light. And I started thinking about our faith and the light that we shine. And I realized sometimes we think of the world and how our light shines in the world, and it seems really small. And it's not something that we think we can shine big enough for the world. And God goes, no, no, no. My assurance of things hoped for was that your light would shine in your room. Is that the people around you would experience your light. The people closest to you would experience your light. And that light, when you give of it, I will give more. And your cup will be ever filled and ever flowing. And I started to think about how many times we think that God comes into our life. And have you ever heard that statement? And it's in here, and I love it because it's in Scripture now. And I've always known this in my heart, and it's the first time I've read it in Scripture. How many of you have heard the statement that God will never give you more than you can handle? Right? Okay, have we heard that before? How many of you believe that? Okay, I'm just going to read a piece of Scripture here. I want to read a piece of Scripture. So let's go back into this. And it's going to be in verse 24. And he said to them, pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get. And, say it with me, still more will be given to you. Oh. Do you know what that means? As it means that God is going to give you more. Now, I want you to think about God's faith. God's faith in you was that he gave you Jesus Christ. And it says, and if you give of that light, God will still give you more. Think about that for a second. God gave you Jesus Christ, and if you share that light of Christ, if you share what you've been given, still more will be given to you in grace and love and a promise. That's our faith. Where we get stopped as we try to shine our light far beyond our room. We get so scared of the big world that we forget that there are people around us that God is guiding. There are stories that exist from a one church going to Guatemala and one person going on that event that 4 years later shine a light to an entire church in multiple ways. We're trying to do the four-year vision when we should be at the day. What is your faith today? Where is your light today? And who does it need to shine for? And you don't have to have fear. Because when you give of that light, God, and only God, will give you more and always more. And it's not because it's something you could handle or not handle. Here's why. Because God knows who God created you to be. God formed you. God knows you. And God is pulling you towards that creation. And it means it's always more. So now I want you to hear that. If God is faithful to us and we can shine our light, I want you to hear it. And I'm going to invite up Mally Taronis right now to talk about her summer mission. So give it up for Mally. Come on up, Mally. Come on up. So, Mally, I just wanted to start. So your dad shared a little bit that you're going to be working this summer. So I just want to say, where are you doing mission, right? Because this is a huge part of your faith development, right? It's neat to see this story develop. Where are you going to be doing mission this summer?
I'll be in Zumpango, Guatemala.
And who are you going to be doing mission with?
Next Step Ministries.
Now, give us some history on Next Step. What is your history with Next Step Ministries? And give us a little background on the church so that people understand what Next Step Ministries is in the church.
Well, like my dad said, Next Step Ministries was really involved with our church in Searcy, Arkansas, and they were going, I think it was their second year going to Guatemala mm-hmm. for them, and we hopped on their trip, and we ended up bringing it here, and so we've had a really good relationship with the leader in Guatemala. Her name's Betty, and she's amazing. She is really involved in, you know, still getting updating and keeping us in contact with her through Facebook and stuff like that. So I feel like we've built a really good relationship with Next Step, you know, Hannah coming here, and it's just crazy to see what that one trip did.
So part of this narrative is that Hannah, when she was in Guatemala, worked for Next Step Ministries. right? That's how we know Hannah. That's where Taylor Bowers came to go on mission. And now we have one of our youth that have come up through the church going to serve for Next Step Ministries. Do you see how this cycle works in faith? Like, you can't put this together. Like, there's just no way to put this together outside of God. And so what are you hopeful for this year? What makes you excited? And what role are you serving in Next Step Ministries in Sampango?
I'm going to be the worship leader.
Woo! Come on now. That's right, Neighborhood Church Center Worship Across the World. Here we go. That's great.
So that's really exciting.
Are you nervous?
I'm very nervous.
You're very nervous. Okay, that's great.
I'm very nervous for the whole thing. It's scary, but I mean, that's what I feel.
And
like
usually have what? Would you say 4 to 6 churches a week?
I'm not sure.
I think it's about 4 to 6 churches a week. Is that right? And you're doing it for 12 weeks.
Yes.
So you're only going to be impacting 50 to 65 congregations. So that's no worries. And I mean, probably
no
how
pressure.
Many people go down in a week? I mean, there's probably 100 people a week, you know, probably 60 people a week. So just times that up by 12. It's only probably about 800, 850 people. So, hey, give it up. Give it up. That's good. Come on. No pressure. God's going to give you more. No pressure.
Yes.
I know. It's good. Just to put that in a little bit of perspective about God giving you more. It's great. So what's your hope? What's your hope? I know you're going down and you're serving, but what's your hope with your personal faith? What's your hope going down there?
When I was thinking about this, I really just hope for lots of growth. Like I've already done so much in preparing for this and not knowing, you know, like Holly letting me be a big part of worship here and doing communion songs and stuff, and that's already helped me grow to be able to do what I'm doing at this point. And I just hope for lots of growth for everyone. Like, I feel like everyone's going for a different reason, even if they don't know. Like, you go on this trip and you think, oh, I'm going to Guatemala, I'm gonna do mission work, but it's so much more than that,
right?
You come back changed, hopefully. That's the goal.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
So that I just really hope that every person can deepen their relationship with God first and foremost, in whatever way that looks like for each person. It's unique to each person that goes on the trip, each leader, each, you know, pastor that goes there.
Right.
I'm sure it's the same.
Oh,
you know? And so I really, at the same time, like, I want to deepen my leadership skills, because this will be new for me. Like, I didn't sing until 8th grade.
Nice.
Like, this was, like, very not what I thought I would be doing in college, you know? So it's new, it's exciting, but I'm very nervous.
Right.
But I'm very ready at the same time.
You said something so important in there, and I want to highlight it. You said, even if they don't know. Mm-hmm. You desire change and you hope that everyone comes onto this mission, even if they don't know what they're there for and they think it's just for mission, think it's just for global. That's so important. And it's happened many times in my life. I went to seminary knowing exactly what I wanted to do, never even got close to becoming what I thought I went into seminary for. And 80% of people came into seminary going, I don't know why I'm here. And I'm going, you committed 4 years of your life and you have no idea why you're here? And they're going, yeah, I'm here to discover it. I'm here to discern it. And that is so important about what you just said, because a radical faith is taking a step towards God, not knowing what the next part of the journey holds, but knowing that you are called to take that step, knowing that you're called to say, I feel it. I feel God prompting me, and I just need to say, it's much like leading worship. It's like, I feel God prompting. I don't know what every week's gonna look like. You don't know the people. Like, you can't look out at 100 people that you know every week. It's gonna change every single week. The dynamic shifts, and you're stepping into that going, I'm gonna have faith towards this, right? And I'm gonna be a part of that. That's a really neat narrative to think about. So now there's more that goes into this. So you going down there is not just saying, hey, it's great, I'm gonna be there for next episode. You actually have to raise funds, is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me about that. What do you have to raise, and then and what does it go towards?
I have to raise $2,500, and it's going towards my trip down there, like my transportation down there, where I'm staying, my food, but also a lot of it is going towards, the materials that we'll be using to, help the community down there, like the VBS materials and the construction community outreach. Like, so it's not just sending me to Guatemala, like, it's doing so much more than that.
That's awesome. So I want to do something radical, and I told you a little bit about this, but I want to do something radical today. I talked to Ben and Taylor, who are lead of our global mission, and all of you and all the tithes and offerings that you give go into global mission, right? There's a percentage that goes into global mission, and I asked them, and I said, hey, what would it be if we could support Mali going on global mission by taking 50% of what you need, so $1,250, and giving you a scholarship right now to say that we're going to fund half of what you need to go to Guatemala to serve as part of the neighborhood church in Guatemala. And they said, absolutely. They said, that is what this is for. So I wanted to tell you this morning that we are immediately starting with $1,250 to get you halfway there to Guatemala. So give it up for that. That's amazing.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited for a story that goes outside of us, for a story that we don't control. This is your faith, and you're living it out beyond these walls. That is what we say every single morning. We want to support that. Here's the important part. I think we can do it all. This is the important part. See, Next Step Sunday is really about taking that next step. It's about seeing what we can do. So I wanted to put out a challenge to the church. This would be the first time we've ever done a special offering from the church. And what I'm hoping is that today, not only can we do half, but that we can do your full amount, and that we can cover any amount that goes into the church. And so what I want you to think about right now is, as you are sitting here, is can we help support a missionary going from the neighborhood across the world? Can we say that, you know what, there's more that we can give? And God in us right now is speaking a heart to us saying, there's more that's going to be given to us also. And I think we're witnessing it in you, which is incredible. And I can't wait to hear your story. So here's how this works. After this, we're going to go into our time where we have the kids come back for Noisy Coin and our offering. We're going to have global mission wallets that go around in our offering baskets. You'll see them. They're bright and colorful. You'll see them on there. We have them back on our global mission wall. If you have a special donation, cash, or check, you can drop it in there. And we will directly give that into Mally and her mission going to Guatemala. And if you're on the Church Center app, we opened up our Global Mission Fund. So if you donate into Global Mission Fund today on the Church Center app for online giving, it'll go directly to Mally for Global Mission. And Mally, I'm confident no matter what, and here's my promise, that I will no matter what cover everything as pastor for you to go if we don't get there. So no matter what, I'm telling you today, you're fully funded to go to Guatemala so that your heart can be on mission and faith alone. So because we love you. Hey, give it up for Mally. Hey, love you. Can I pray over you?
Yes.
All right, let us pray. Heavenly and gracious Father, we thank you for Mally. We thank you for this eighth grade singer that stepped up into a path that she never would have known would lead to this moment. This moment where she will be leading hundreds of people in faith, where she will be leading across the world, where she will be sharing her gifts and music and the word, and she'll be guiding people. She'll be sharing that light of Christ in her own way, Lord, in Sampango. And Lord, we see all these relationships now that are working. And so, Lord, I just praise you because you brought this into our lives and we can now see this full story. And what a blessing it is at times in our life to look back and see the story that you've been crafting. And Lord, I see the faith of Mally. I've seen the faith of her family. And Lord, I am so blessed to be alongside her. And we are blessed as a church to be alongside her and support her. So Lord, I pray peace over her. Take away all her fear. Let her not lead with fear. Let her lead with love and compassion. Let her lead with energy and joy, Lord. And as she gets ready for this, keep her safe. Keep her safe and all those who are coming on mission, let their lives be changed, as she said. Even if they don't know, let her help them change their lives in you. We pray this over Mally in your holy and precious name. And all God's people said, amen.